Friends, the 12 tribes descending from Jacob, or Israel, were delivered from slavery in Egypt by God's wondrous might, along with a mixed multitude of other slaves and sympathetic Egyptians. On the way to the Promised Land, they were richly blessed by the Lord's protection and provision. Moses also delivered to them a comprehensive set of laws covering all areas of life. The 25th chapter of the book of Leviticus concludes these laws and statutes. In the 26th chapter, Moses announces divine promises of blessings and threats of curses. It begins, "You shall not make idols for yourselves, or erect an image or pillar, and you shall not set up a figured stone in your land to bow down to it, for I am the Lord your God. You shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. If you walk in my statutes and observe my commandments and do them, then I will give you your rains in their season, and the land shall yield its increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. Your threshing shall last to the time of the grape harvest, and the grape harvest shall last to the time for sowing. And you shall eat your bread to the full and dwell in your land securely. I will give peace in the land, and you shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. And I will remove harmful beasts from the land, and the sword shall not go through your land." So idol worship is the highest affront to the Lord who saved them. Instead, they were called to honor the Sabbath day of rest and worship, revering the sanctuary representing God's presence among them. Faithful obedience to the Lord's instructions was to bring rich material blessings, protection, peace, and security. The Lord further assured, "I will make my dwelling among you, and my soul shall not abhor you, and I will walk among you, and will be your God, and you shall be my people." Friends, let us keep in mind that, like the rest of humanity, the Israelites were sinful people surrounded by other sinners and exposed to temptations. They could fall away from honoring the true living God who delivered them from slavery in Egypt. They could walk in the way of evil by following other gods. The Lord warned, "But if you will not listen to me and will not do all these commandments, if you spurn my statutes, and if your soul abhors my rules, so that you will not do all my commandments, but break my covenant, then I will do this to you. I will visit you with panic, with wasting disease and fever that consume the eyes and make the heart ache, and you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it." Friends, it is made clear to the Israelites that disobedience would not only deprive them of the Lord's care, but also bring upon themselves serious curses. They would no longer experience the Lord's protection and physical blessings. The Lord further threatened, "Then if you walk contrary to me and will not listen to me, I will continue striking you sevenfold for your sins." I will let loose the wild beasts against you, which shall bereave you of your children and destroy your livestock and make you few in number, so that your roads shall be deserted. Stubborn rejection of the Lord's ways was to bring on them further curses. And if by this discipline you are not turned to me, but walk contrary to me, then I also will walk contrary to you, and I myself will strike you sevenfold for your sins. And I will bring a sword upon you that shall execute vengeance for the covenant. And if you gather within your cities, I will send pestilence among you, and you shall be delivered into the hand of the enemy. And I will lay your cities waste, and will make your sanctuaries desolate, and I will not smell your pleasing aromas. And I myself will devastate the land, so that your enemies who settle in it shall be appalled at it. And I will scatter you among the nations, and I will unsheathe the sword after you, and your land shall be a desolation, and your cities shall be a waste. Friends, the calling of the Israelites to be God's people was motivated by the gracious covenant of His presence and company. This required a reciprocal response of appreciation and obedience. When they brought the Lord's laws and lived contrary to His ways, they were to realize their wrongdoing and promptly change course. They were to confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers in their treachery. Their uncircumcised heart is humbled, and they make amends for their iniquity. Friends, let us remember that their calling began with their father Abraham. The Lord said to him, I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse, and in you all families of the earth shall be blessed. The Lord remained steadfast in His plan to bring that blessing to all humanity through the promised special offspring of Abraham, through Jesus the Messiah. Today, God's people from among all nations and races enjoy the richer blessing of being a new creation, a new humanity in the Messiah, the new Adam. And as the true Israel of God, they too are subject to the same covenant conditions and are under obligation to remain obedient and faithful to their calling. Hallelujah.